Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Who knew?
Of the Thursday night edition, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Sitting in the studio tonight, it's I, Mr. Richie Rich, along with
Matty Matt.
And the Captain Captain. I don't know why we're repeating our names twice.
Well, I started it. I'm Richie Rich.
He's Matty Matt. I can't be Captain. That just doesn't sound right. I went Captain, but whatever.
The first show Richie Rich and I did together, I just kind of piggybacked on him, and there it was. When he's not here, I probably won't do that.
Tyler.
And I'm pretty,
why not?
T-E-T. And I think I actually typed it in the show notes as that, like, well, Richie Rich and Matty Matt, why not?
Nice.
So that was the thing. Do we want to carry on this discussion? Because we talked about it basically all through the break there.
We had a topic earlier.
So I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to throw it to you then. If we can continue the transgender women in sports, or we can get back on track and landlords in the CDC.
Let's talk about the landlords in the CDC.
Circling back.
Even the dysfunctional results of the policy aside, the CDC, this is from FEE.org, by the way.
And we're like 2 hours away from where we started this conversation, so you're going to have to backtrack a little
bit. This is talking about a federal judge just struck down one of the CDC's most blatant power grabs. The unelected bureaucrats at the CDC have the power to unilaterally commandeer rental properties nationwide, or at least they did until yesterday, when a federal judge ruled that the CDC's so-called eviction moratorium is illegal. And so, back in September, the CDC issued a mandate that landlords could not evict non-paying tenants in most circumstances. And this is outside of the article, due to COVID, right? This was their excuse. Because of COVID, you can't evict anybody anymore.
Well, and again, this is a problem that the government created, and then this is the government solution to the problem.
Absolutely. Right? Why, the Hegelian dialectic.
Right. Why do they need to prevent evictions? Because renters aren't paying rent. Well, why aren't renters paying rent? Because they weren't allowed to go to work.
Right. And they were told they didn't have to.
Right.
Yes.
And because, given told they were getting told they were getting money to be able to take care of them, which of course came far too little and far too late. I don't know anybody who can pay 6 months worth of rent on say $1,400.
Oh, but boy, did they spend it when it got there.
Oh boy, did
we're
they
going shopping.
So landlords who violated this order faced potential penalties up to a $100,000 fine and a year in jail. In doing so, it essentially permitted renters to occupy their landlord's property indefinitely without payment. This wrought havoc on the rental market and financially ruined many middle and working class landlords.
Which don't exist. Only the rich ones.
But even setting the dysfunctional results of the policy aside, the CDC was always relying on razor-thin legal justification for its mandate. It pointed to one vague law that says, during a pandemic, the CDC director, quote, may take such measures to prevent such spread by the diseases as he or she deems reasonably necessary, including inspection, fumigation, disinfection, sanitization, pest extermination, and destruction of animals or articles believed to be sources of infection, unquote. That's the entire bit of what they're allowed to do. Somehow, they were like, oh, that means we can tell renters and landlords what to do. No, it doesn't.
So what's going to happen now that this eviction moratorium is lifted? You have all these renters who thought they were protected, who owe all this back rent, right? Because that wasn't part of the deal. It wasn't like, you know, the eviction moratorium was there, but it wasn't a rent moratorium.
We've got barking spiders here at Free Talk Live.
Coconut's got an opinion.
Can we get that door shut all the way then, please? Just like last night.
Well, according to the article, the legality of using this one narrow provision to commandeer the national rental market was always highly suspect, Judge Dabney L. Friedrich wrote in her Wednesday ruling, striking down the moratorium, that the CDC's logic would mean that so long as the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services can make a determination that a given measure is necessary to combat the interstate or international spread of a disease, there is no limit to the reach of this authority. Clearly, she says, that is not authorized by the law's text and was not Congress's intent during its passage. And so, you know, just from that alone, man, I mean, like,
well,
when the CDC came out and said that, I'm like, who the F are the CDC that think they can tell landlords and that type of thing, like, what they can and cannot do? I don't understand where the hubris comes from this particular organization to go, yes, we are the all-willing and all-knowing and all-powerful CDC, and we say that landlords can no longer evict anybody for non-payment.
So, like we said at the top of the show, you have these unelected bureaucrats in these three-letter government agencies, and they're the ones with the control. They're the ones with the true power over your daily life. And what can they do to, like, seek more power and more control is what they're going to do. So you got the CDC, who all of a sudden everyone was looking to assist, you know, to give guidance under this pandemic. And they see a little bit of power over here, and we'll just take that along with us.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's not really a whole lot more to this particular article other than the judgment itself. It talks a little bit more about how it comes as a vindication for some select few lawmakers, et cetera, and so on.
I'd like to know how many properties were lost to the banks during that.
That's what I want to know as well.
I want to know if there's any recourse for it.
Hopefully they got a moratorium as well.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Mortgage moratorium. And what I said in the beginning of the lockdown when all this went, you know, when all this happened was, if they're going to do it, right, if they're going to have this whole lockdown thing and this, you know, moratoriums, like, that period of time should just be, like, wiped off the financial records.
Sure.
Like, you don't have to pay your rent. You don't have to pay your mortgage.
Right.
Your loan is then just extended out that amount of time on the back end. Type of a thing.
Okay, but then what happens if you come into a bunch of money during that period of time and you want to make a one-time payment on your mortgage to pay it down?
Well, then pay it down. But what I'm saying is you wouldn't. That would be a payment on principal then. Like, there would be, you know, no mortgage payment due.
Nothing. I mean, I have all sorts of questions like that. But, like, it is really nice, don't get me wrong, for a landlord and a tenant when the tenant is told, hey, you don't have to pay rent, and then the landlord is also told, hey, you don't have to pay your mortgage
right.
for X amount of time, whatever that is. Now, I think that's still bad business.
I get that.
In the long run. But it's much nicer if those two things align. These two things do not align most of the time.
Understood. Which is why at the beginning I suggested that it be that way. Like everyone, you know, everyone who's being affected by this gets some sort of leniency. And again, you're not going to wipe it off the books because then you're hurting the banks, right? And some people don't care about that, but you just tack it on the back end. Now we're talking about evictions. All right, is there any more to that article?
There's just a little bit that, you know, upon further review, rental contracts are governed by state law. Congressman Thomas Massey said, "There's no federal authority to overturn them. The CDC order is an affront to the rule of law." CDC does not have the authority to do this, said Senator Rand Paul at the time. It's a dangerous precedent and bad policy. Kudos to them for taking an unpopular but principled stand. We need more lawmakers who are willing to stand up for the rule of law and property rights, even in times of emergency. So there you go.
So if you owned a home and you were paying a mortgage or you were renting and you were paying your rent, how long do you think you could go without paying that mortgage or paying that rent before?
I would discuss it immediately with my tenants.
Okay. You're the landlord in this case.
I'm the landlord. Okay. I would discuss it immediately with my tenants. I want them there. I brought them in there and approved them for the apartment on purpose. So I like them, obviously.
Okay.
So that said, when it came time to recalculate, had they not been paying their rent because the CDC told them they didn't have to, I would probably have to revisit the lease agreement and the terms therein, and probably jack their rent high enough to where it made up for the beating I took for the last 8 months.
So real quick then, just, you know, if, without the CDC guidelines, how long would you let renters go without paying their rent before?
Depends on what I could afford to do.
All right. Well, headline for you, Long Island man dodges eviction for 20 years.
That's amazing. That's
living in a house he doesn't own. That story coming up. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts, 603-283-616.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
are back with Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. That is how you get your thoughts and opinions heard on the air. And what is it, close to 200, over 200 radio stations?
Around 200.
So if you want your voice heard, that's the number again, 603-283-6160. And if you want to meet some of the hosts of Free Talk Live, live and in person, coming up is ForkFest 2021. Join other liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 5 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th, and there's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees there with the unofficial Telegram and the unofficial forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there.
Can you believe we're on our fifth ForkFest? This is ForkFest 5.
This is kind of a debate between me and the captain, because at some point it wasn't called ForkFest.
There was like
a weird number.
Somalia Fest.
Yeah, Somalia Fest.
But I don't know if whoever wrote this ad copy was counting that in the five or not.
I don't know. It's been a bunch, though, a bunch of like sub parties outside of ForkFest.
And if you remember ForkFest 4, you were not there.
4 didn't exist. It's just a distant memory.
All right. Back into this article. I threw out the question to you, Matty Matt. How long would you let tenants go before, you know?
As long as I can afford. It depends on what my bankroll looked like and what I could handle before the bank was actually going to take the property away from me and do whatever they would. But, you know, as long as I could.
Okay.
I'd be, 20
years?
I don't want to throw people out of the street, especially if they're good tenants that I like. I want to be as lenient as I possibly can get, you know?
20 years.
No, not 20 years.
20 years. Long Island man dodges eviction for 20 years living in a house he doesn't own.
No, that's just horrible.
Okay. And to be fair, this will get into the article. I'll bury the lead just a little bit here. This was a mortgage payment to the bank. He was not renting from a low-income, moderate landlord there.
So was he just squatting?
You could use that term.
But he's squatting on his own mortgage?
You could use the term, well, it's a mortgage that he was not paying.
Was his mortgage specifically?
We'll get into it.
Okay,
plus, a Long Island man who only ever made one mortgage payment deftly used the courts to stay in the house for 23 years for free, according to legal papers. Gurumrit Hanspal, 52, has filed 4 lawsuits and claimed bankruptcy 7 times to avoid being booted from the 2,081 square foot East Meadow home he bought, quote unquote, for $290,000 in 1998. So far, it's worked.
Seems high even for 98.
This is New York, though.
City,
oh, okay. Yeah, right, Long Island, so.
Okay, no longer seems high.
And for, you know, 2,000 square feet also doesn't seem very large.
That's
but
true.
But considering location, you know, there you go. So far, it's worked. 2 different banks and a real estate company have owned the 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath home since Hanspal was foreclosed upon in 2000, but Hanspal remains. Hanspal is not the only occupant of the home, leveraging the U.S. Bankruptcy Code's automatic stay rule, which gives debtors a temporary reprieve from all collection efforts, harassment, and foreclosures.
Yeah, I think there's some conditions there, but I also think there might be something at play here with the newest, because 98 was pre-2008 before all these, like,
obviously,
reimagined mortgage rules
right.
came into play after the great debacle of 2008 with all the prime lending and whatnot going on. But, like, they've made changes to say that if your mortgage is sold from one company to another, these two mortgage companies have to jump through some hoops to make it legit. And if it's not legit, you don't have to do a damn thing.
Right.
So I'm wondering if this plays into the story at all.
We'll get into it.
Okay.
And I don't think it does the way you were thinking it does.
Okay. All right.
Moving on. At least three other people listing the home at 2468 Kenmore Street as their address have also filed for bankruptcy in Brooklyn federal court, winning the automatic stay, only to have the claim eventually dismissed, court records show.
Mm.
It's really a group of people that are more than willing to use the courts and abuse the courts to whatever extent they need to extend their illegal occupancy, said attorney Jordan Katz, who reps current property owner Diamond Ridge Partners. So one of the other, you know, mortgage bank companies.
Okay.
Hanspahl's history of litigation is incredibly long and sordid, said Katz, who added that while he's seen occupants staying in foreclosed homes before, nothing even approaches the length of this one. He's not legally occupying that property, Katz said. It's an outrage and a good deal. Hanspahl, who had an initial 7.375% interest rate on the $232,000 adjustable rate mortgage, likely saved himself upwards of $440,000 by not paying his bills.
Save money now by not paying your bills.
Effective, right?
No, I get it.
It's still going on.
Well, and the calculation that most folks are missing in their minds if they're listening to this is the interest rate calculation. Over that period of time, if you bought a $290,000 house at that time and the interest rate, et cetera, and so on, you know, you're going to end up spending something like $1 million on your house over the course of
that. Yeah, it's a variable interest rate he has, too. Yeah. So.
And I don't know what interest rates are now. That one seems high to me.
7.6 does seem high.
7.375.
Oh, sorry.
Whatever. Hanspahl got the mortgage from Washington Mutual in 1998 and made exactly one payment, $1,602.37, before defaulting, prompting the bank to begin foreclosure proceedings a year later, court records show.
I mean, on one hand, this is a brilliant manipulation of the system as it exists.
Right. So from that perspective,
yeah.
Right, from the anarchist, libertarian, voluntarist position, you got a, you know, probably a government-backed mortgage.
Oh, for sure.
Again, there's a lot of people who don't consider the banks to be private institutions. I'll hear that argument. I don't necessarily always agree with it. Is there any moral qualms with what he's doing in relation to that?
Well, it was his mortgage to begin with, so as near as I can tell, he's not harming any person or property.
I mean, the bank's out money, right? Whoever, somebody loaned him money for it.
The bank.
Yeah.
But again, you know, we can get into fractional reserve banking.
That's
where
true.
Did that money
That's true. From? I'm just wondering about the beautiful landscaping he's got going. He's clearly taking care of the place while he's squatting in it.
Might as well. He's living there. More kind of Free Talk Live. Your thoughts if you want to get in. Phones are open. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. More coming up with Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a trip to Louisiana, President Biden spoke to Republicans about his infrastructure and jobs plan.
It's all about making a choice. A choice between giving tax breaks to super wealthy and to corporations and investing in working families. We're going to build a country. I look at this as what I'm talking about is giving essentially tax breaks to hard-working middle class and working people.
The president said he's calling on top earners to pay their fair share in taxes.
Republicans said the plan is too pricey, with the total nearly $4 trillion. The president said he's willing to negotiate. Authorities in Rigby, Ohio, say a teacher disarmed a sixth-grade girl who shot two students and a custodian at her middle school. The girl is now in custody. Officials say the injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is calling for new investments in spending for electric vehicle infrastructure. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm told a congressional panel the incentives to bring down the initial cost of sale will increase consumer demand.
Those electric vehicles will surpass the internal combustion engine by 2030 because people save $600 a year just in not having to gas up.
Granholm does say charging stations and equipment must be more available. She is also facing many questions about her own stock in the electric vehicle company Proterra. It was promoted by President Biden during a virtual tour last month. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a controversial new law that state Republicans say increases election security. Opponents say it's just another bill designed to make it harder for millions of people to participate in the voting process. The Republican governor signed the bill during a political rally in West Palm Beach. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
With Free Talk Live, as one member of the studio makes funny faces at the camera, you can call in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Get your voice, your opinion, your thoughts heard on many number of topics that we've covered tonight. Sitting in the studio tonight, tis I, Mr. Richie Rich, along with...
Matty Matt. Some guy with a beard.
The only guy with a beard all of a sudden.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Bearded.
I'm the only facial hair representative here.
Captain Graybeard.
That looks like stubble to me. That's all it'll ever be. I mean, you both are sporting a 5 o'clock shadow, which if I shave at, you know, before I go to work in the morning, get to a job at 8, I'll have a 5 o'clock shadow around 10.
this is like a 9-day shadow.
I know. I'm just saying.
Call us when you hit puberty, kid.
Right. It's like a like a 4-year beard or something.
That's pretty.
You must trim it then.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
It's
no
kick ass.
No way. That's 4 years of growth all the way through there.
No.
All right. Before we go back to the phones here, we must once again discuss the Crypto Six. On March 16th, 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto Six were then arrested and taken into custody, and Ian Freeman and Nobody remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com. And earlier when we talked about this, Captain, you suggested that reaching out to more Bitcoin, crypto, media outlets.
Or reaching out to more media in general would be helpful.
Yep. And Dave Ridley called in earlier. Was it forums.shiresociety.com?
Correct.
Or something like that. To find out more ways in which to reach out to that media to spread this message. So if you're looking for ways to help and you're not able to do so necessarily financially, at this time, get the word out. Spread the word wherever you can.
Yeah, we could use the labor help if it were just writing stuff, writing press releases to all those contacts that Dave mentioned over at forums.shiresociety.com, I believe.
It's forum.
Forum. Oh, singular. Oh, yep. Sorry, my bad. That kind of a thing because, well, I don't know how to do any of that.
There you go. Utilize your skill, your expertise in whatever area it may be, to help the Crypto 6, and again, once again, thecrypto6.com. To the phones, Dave in New Mexico. You're on the air, Dave.
Yeah, I know I'm always complaining about how incompetent government in New Mexico is and elsewhere as well, but
what?
Especially in New Mexico. Yeah, well, I know it's a surprise, but, you know, I'm always ragging on them, how dumb they are, negligent, and stuff like that. You know, they can't do anything right.
According to NewMexico.gov, they're the number one government in the entire country.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. They're the number one government, man. They saved kids' lives today. You know, they might have trafficked my children by their stupid mistakes, but they saved kids' lives today. There was a kid that was going to gun down the entire school, a little elementary school, Tony Hillerman school today, but this teacher saved the day and prevented the shooting. Because she saw the gun, she called the cops, and they locked down the school, and then they evacuated the school, and then they had the gun-sniffing dogs. I didn't even know they had gun-sniffing dogs. They had gun-sniffing dogs come in and clear the whole school so that all the students would be safe and no more students would be shot. And then they figured out that the gun that the kid pointed at the other kid, you know, the little third graders, turned out that it was a cell phone. It wasn't a gun. But that teacher saved those lives anyway.
Ah,
so way to go to that teacher for saving all those lives from the cell phone.
So, Maddie, yes. Matt, you're the gun guy in the room for the most part. There is a pistol that's oddly shaped, much like a cell phone.
Yeah,
so it
is.
Prints like a cell phone.
Yep.
In your pocket, so that when you go, oh yeah. No, man, it's just my cell phone. Bang.
Is that what this was, though?
Obviously not. But as you know. As gun companies start making things that look like cell phones, I could see this becoming a problem more often.
Yeah, I could. But those are also, I think, only single shots, too, though, so it wouldn't be a mass shooting kind of machine.
Okay. So we're willing to sacrifice one third grader.
Absolutely.
Okay. Dave, go ahead.
How about when they start making guns that look like a mannequin hand, a mannequin finger, but it shoots a single .22 caliber round or whatever? So then we have to, the kids are going to get called on, get the cops called on when they point at each other?
Yeah, I can foresee that future, as grim as it may
be.
Well, that explains
the peanut butter and jelly sandwich then that was bitten into the shape of a gun. So when they start making guns that look like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, then...
I think was it a Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
Pop-Tart. Pop-Tart. Yeah. I'm sure it was... Yeah.
So I don't know if this was covered earlier in the week, but I believe it's somewhere in Australia. This might be the gun news for the week, Maddie Matt. They're now required to register Nerf guns as firearms.
Shut up.
I could pull up the article. If
oh,
you guys...
my God.
Yeah, the derp is strong with that particular one.
Did you see this? Did anyone else come across this?
I don't know that it's been covered this week or at all. I've been paying pretty good attention. That's not to say I think that's
a very good proactive move because, you know, any blue collar dude could go into his workshop and take a Nerf gun and put inside of the Nerf gun an actual firing mechanism in a metal barrel and turn a Nerf gun.
I worked in a nerdy corporate office full of, like, IT type of people, and we would have Nerf gun wars. I mean, the guys had USB-powered Nerf missile launchers on their desk and would just, you know, wait for the right GPS coordinates and for their coworker to come in before they hit fire, and it would go up in a big arc like a Hail Mary football and come down and hit them on the head.
So from the DailyMail.com, which, again, reputable website, right? This is not satire, dated April 26th, so just a little over a week ago. I'll just give you the headline. I don't think we need to get into the whole article. Nerf guns will now be registered as firearms in one Australian state because they look identical to prohibited weapons. And there was a subsequent headline that I read later on, you know, between then and now, that was basically like the first guy to register his Nerf gun as a firearm.
This is, that's an abomination. Like, there's nothing natural or sensible or logical about that. And I wonder if they're using Australia as a test bed to see how far they can push people. And it looks like they can push people pretty far.
Almost guaranteed.
Well, what about...
Go ahead, Dave.
What about all them those pen guns, like in all those Bond movies that I watched when I was a kid?
Yeah.
So how about... Yeah.
All I'm saying is, based on your example, right, I can foresee the future that you're presenting. And although it is grim, right... We're not far from it, right? If they're going to make guns that look like pens, well, then the moment you have a pen, you know, in your shirt pocket, in your little pocket protector, and the cop sees a pen, his first reaction is going to be, oh, it might be a gun, and he's going to shoot first, right, regardless of what's in your pocket.
How about a tape dispenser?
Again, if they're manufacturing firearms that are shaped like tape dispensers, don't be surprised when the cops see a tape dispenser and they go like, it might be a gun.
Look, to a large extent, this type of stuff already exists in the covert operations world.
Right? Sure.
There's all sorts of James Bond type of gadgets that we've never even laid our eyes on because the governments have it in top secret mode, and so you can't see it.
Yeah, and let's not forget, also, even outside of that, with 3D printing, all things are possible.
Agreed.
Thank you for the call, Dave. And not only that, not only with 3D printing, right, the fact that in America, citizens are allowed to manufacture their own weapons, you can make it look like whatever you want.
Sure.
And it's
I'm thinking about a mannequin hand, like, endlessly right now. Thank you, Dave.
There you go. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
With the final segment of the
it's the final countdown
of the Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in show where you could have gotten on the air had you called me a little bit sooner. But now, forget it. Final segment, you're not on. I don't do unscreened phone calls.
No, I try not to.
I'm not cool like that. So we're going to jump right back in to this article about Mr. Hanspel, the man who got a mortgage from Washington Mutual in 1998, made one mortgage payment for $1,600 and some change, and then has lived on that property ever since.
I want to know why he bothered making the mortgage payment at all in the first place.
Wait, ever since or 20 years?
I don't think he's out yet, and this is a recent article.
So that's way more than 20 years if he bought it in 96.
Well, over 20 years. I think it's the first paragraph. Long Island man who only ever made one mortgage payment has used the courts to stay in the house for 23 years for free. Okay.
So, and he's made one payment?
Made one payment of,
we'll call it, $1,600?
So the dodging eviction, right, because he got the mortgage in 98, then they waited till 1999 to start the eviction process, and then, you know, 20 some odd years from that point. Are you doing some calculations there?
Just give me a second.
Yeah, okay. He's got his phone over. He's doing calculations.
All right. You let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, go.
This guy paid $5.78 per month, the equivalent on his mortgage since 1996.
Is that inflation adjusted?
I believe it is.
Okay.
Because my numbers are probably wrong, but I just took 1600 and divided it into 276, which is the appropriate amount of months for 23 years at 12 months in a year, not counting for leap year or leap month, which right. We don't have.
So he made the one payment, and then Washington Mutual started the foreclosure proceedings a year later. So this is not even the eviction proceedings. This is just the foreclosure, and then we get to the eviction.
And he clearly cares about the way he looks or something, because that is really nice landscaping going on there.
Yeah.
The house is clean on the outside. It's a very respectable-looking neighborhood.
In contrast, if he'd have paid his $1,600 a month for the 23 years that he's been in there, he would have paid, up until now, $441,600.
Now, with all that extra money, you're looking at the picture, which, again, you can check out in the article there, the landscaping. But what you would expect to see with that much savings is like a Bugatti or a Tesla or something parked out front.
Lambo, bro.
There you go. Yeah, Lambo. By May 2000, Washington Mutual successfully foreclosed on the home, and Hanspaugh was forever barred from any claim to the property according to the judgment of foreclosure. But Hanspaugh never left. By January 2001, he filed his first bankruptcy claim, records show. He went on to file another one in November 2001, two in 2002, and one in 2003. If bankruptcy filings didn't work, Hanspaugh simply went to a state court seeking relief, sometimes acting as his own attorney, according to an August 2005 order from Nassau County Judge Burton S. Joseph. Meanwhile, in 2004, Hanspaugh transferred the deed of the home to a friend, Rajinder Pal, even though he had no legal right to do so, according to court papers.
Well, let's just make one thing clear here. I don't care where you are in the world. Generally speaking, rent or your mortgage is your largest payment that you have to make every month. I call this outgo. It's the opposite of income. It's outgo. And so this guy has successfully, for 23 years, evaded that particular payment, which means he has made more money on whatever kind of salary he's making than anybody else in his same position. And so, therefore, he can afford a nice landscaper.
I wonder what he does. He's probably a landscaper.
Just put up a sign for his business. That, again, doesn't not covered in the article as far as I know. Transferred the deed in 2004. Paul, the Rajinder Pal, the guy he transferred the deed to, using the Kenmore Street address, filed for bankruptcy in 2005, staving off eviction yet again.
I mean, this is otherworldly, like, system manipulation, right? Using the system against itself.
And you know what? We're kind of laughing and joking, you know, behind the microphones here. I'm a little bit in awe, a little bit envious of the ability to pull off what is clearly a scam, but, you know, generally against people that we don't care too much about.
Seems right. to be perfectly legal.
Also a good point.
Apparently. Right? Apparently. And it's also a huge case of I deny your reality and substitute my own.
Which I love that saying from Adam Savage from Mythbusters. Mr. Hanspaugh and Mr. Paul's apparent frivolous conduct in using the court system and the bankruptcy proceedings as a sword to get out of a lawful debt rather than a shield is most disconcerting to this court, Joseph wrote in 2005, threatening sanctions. But by 2008, Washington Mutual had gone under. That, you know, crisis crash of 2008.
Right, yeah, right, the whole thing that happened in 2008. Right, yeah.
Marking one of the largest bank collapses in American history, with its assets eventually taken over by J.P. Morgan. The new bank was also unable to boot Hanspaugh and has been locked in litigation with him for years, with Hanspaugh filing at least three lawsuits against J.P. Morgan Chase and Nassau Supreme Court.
He made Maddie Matt snort.
Totally.
I love it. I told you, that's always my goal, to make you guys laugh. The two sides are also in an ongoing legal battle in Brooklyn Federal Court. Now, this, you brought up, I think it was you, Maddie Matt, if they can't prove that they own the loan or that they have legitimate claim to it,
right,
you know, I signed up with Washington Mutual, this got bought and sold as securities, and who, you know, God knows where it went. Mr. Hanspaugh might have a legitimate claim at this point.
Or the other guy he signed the thing over to.
Yeah, Mr. Paul might have legitimate, you know, concern and complaint at this point that, no, there's no legitimate mortgage holder, and so these lawsuits must proceed onward as though it was legitimate. Huntsville claimed in court. Go ahead.
That's a little hilarious. It's like, and on top of it all, he's making it into a bigger mess than it originally was on purpose with this other deed holder. So that's just, they could transfer that deed six more times, and they'll all live there for the rest of their lives with grandkids.
And they might. Huntsville claims in court papers that Chase committed blatant fraud in 2010 by trying to evict him when it didn't have proper title to the home, and accused the bank of withholding surplus funds from a previous auction of the property.
I wonder what he's doing about property taxes. I say this because I don't know how it goes in, where is this, New York?
Yep.
In New Hampshire, at least, there was some snafu between my mortgage company and the tax folks where I live. Normally, your property tax is rolled into your mortgage. I got a letter from the tax people in New Hampshire going, hey, we haven't received your tax payment. And so I called the mortgage company, and they're like, no, that's our bad. We switched systems. We'll notify them. And they did, and it was all fine. So I'm just wondering what happens if the guy's only made one payment. Do the tax people in New York mail him, contact him, call him, whatever, and go, hey, by the way, your tax hasn't been paid. Does he go, oh, we'll talk to my mortgage company? Or does he go, let me pay it?
We'll get to that. If we, I'll make sure to get to that.
It's in the article?
By May 2018, Chase unloaded the property to Diamond Ridge, which offered Huntsville $20,000 to leave. He didn't take the deal and instead filed for bankruptcy again in 2019 and 2020. Another purported occupant of the house, Boss Chawla, filed bankruptcy four times in 2019, as did another resident, allegedly named John Smith, who filed once.
That's great.
There always seems to be a new... pops up at the last moment, said Diamond Ridge attorney Katz. They never show up in court. At least one judge thinks it's time for Huntsville to go. The history of this case going on for approximately 20 years must come to an end, Nassau District Judge Scott Fairgreave wrote in the December 2019 Housing Court proceedings. This answers your question, Captain. Diamond Ridge has spent $150,000 on legal fees and paid $50,000 in property tax since purchasing the home, said member Maxold, who added that, as of this writing, we still have no known end in sight.
So they gave the guy $20,000 and they spent $200,000 on whatever else.
They offered him $20,000.
No,
he did not accept it.
Okay, so.
And then the property company spent $50,000 in property tax. The pandemic may give Huntsville yet another reprieve, who said the COVID-19 backlog in New York Housing Court has kept them from pursuing their eviction efforts. Huntsville did not return messages. That'll do it for the article, and that'll do it for us tonight. Find out more about Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with.
and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.